Dr. Samuel Dignan, Cleaning Infamous, Mary Vinegar, R-I-N-I-C-K-E-R, first of all, M-A-R-Y. Today's date is 1/21/2013. Patient's a 95-year-old Caucasian female, comes to the clinic with number 1, elevated blood pressure, number 2, low heart rate, number 3, carotid disease, number 4, bilateral leg swelling, number 5, pedal edema, swelling, number 6, aortic atherosclerosis, number 7, aortic valve atherosclerosis, mitral regurgitation, tricuspid regurgitation, pulmonary hypertension, left ventricular hypertrophy, number 8, hyperlipidemia, number 9, vitamin D deficiency, number 10, hypertension with hypertensive heart disease without heart failure. The patient was last seen in clinic in 11/1/2012 for vitamin D deficiency, hyperlipidemia, hypertension with hypertensive heart disease, osteoporosis. Patient's been in stable health, except she's got some pedal edema and leg swelling. Swelling's just below the knees. Nausea, vomiting, fever, chills, headaches, dizziness, blurred vision, chest pain, short breath, frequent CRC, dysuria, melanomatochezia, diet, constipation, sore throat, irritable nose, no focal motor sensory deficit, no skin rashes, skin lesions, no abdominal pain, period. Plan for the patient is to get an echo of the heart due to pedal edema, rule out any worsening valvular disease. He's got a history of hypertension with hypertensive heart disease without heart failure. Risk factors include age greater than 65, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, sedentary lifestyle. We'll also do a venous Doppler over lower extremities, rule out any DVT. She's got leg swelling and edema. Diagnosis with pedal edema, leg swelling, venous insufficiency, varicose veins. Patient has some varicose veins and some venous insufficiency, but never has had this significant amount of leg swelling and pedal edema, period. Patient's complied with their medications, nausea, vomiting, fever, chills, headaches, dizziness, blurred vision, chest pain, short breath, frequency of dysuria, melanomachesia, diet, constipation, no sore throat, ear, for nose, no focal motor sensory deficits, no skin rashes, skin lesions, no abdominal pain, period, no toxic dipsy, polyuria, polyphagia, no helical intolerance. Patient's been tolerating Lipitor without any problems, denies any muscle aches or pains or arthralgias, period. She's taken Plavix. She's combined with her hypertensive medications. She did not get one of her blood pressure medicines filled, thus her blood pressure is elevated today. We'll restart her medication. I believe it was the Cozar. The patient has not taken her amlodipine. She had the Cozar, she didn't have the amlodipine. That's going to be refilled for her. I will have the patient come back in 2 weeks for follow-up. Been out of the Norvasc or amlodipine for 1 week. I was going to do a carotid Doppler study due to history of atherosclerotic carotid disease. She also has poor pulses. I want to make sure she doesn't have any worsening carotid stenosis.